Hello everyone, welcome to this week's News Roundup. I'm your host, Mitchell Franksman. Let's dive right in. Beginning the news this week, singer and known body positivity activist Lizzo was recently accused of body shaming her backup dancers. In other news, Papa Smurf was recently accused of shaming the rest of the Smurfs in his village for being blue. Also earlier this week, a man was arrested in Nevada after breaking into a hotel and rubbing the feet of sleeping women. According to the New York Post, Mark Anthony Gonzalez, who is now nicknamed the Lake Tahoe Foot Fondler, broke into the Club Wyndham South Shore Hotel over the 4th of July weekend, where he massaged and rubbed the feet of two unsuspecting sleeping women. His bail was set at $50,000 and immediately paid for by Quentin Tarantino and given a starring role in Tarantino's upcoming film. The MLB trade deadline was this past Tuesday. In the hours leading up to the deadline, the Miami Marlins made a move to acquire Jake Berger from the Chicago White Sox. To welcome Jake Berger, the Marlins hosted a $5 burger night for Wednesday night's game. With upcoming player promotions from the Marlins to welcome new players, I'd sure hate to be in the stadium if the Marlins ever traded for Cubs player Miles Mastroboni. Also on Tuesday, in the wee hours of the morning, the United States women's national team barely secured a 0-0 draw against Portugal. This draw helped the U.S. secure second place in their group and advance to the knockout stage. However, the media heavily criticized the U.S. women's national team for their celebrations following the game after a collection of lackluster performances from the reigning back-to-back World Cup champions. However, some people may have missed all this commotion because the women's team only generates about 82% of the media outrage that the men's team generates. Lastly, the actors have recently joined the Hollywood writers as their strike has prolonged over 3 months now. It actually looks like the rest of this joke wasn't even written. I'll see you guys next time.